Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. People do not have the ability to harm. They can try all they want, but the will of Hashem will always prevail. Competition cannot take away our parnasa. A co-worker cannot take away our job. And a comment cannot ruin a shiduch. Sometimes Hashem will use people as vehicles to take away parnasa from someone or to break off a shiduch. But if the person is meant to make a certain amount of money or marry a certain person, there is nothing anybody can do to stop it. The Sefer Emunah Shelema told the story of a couple from Israel who were trying to marry off their first son. The shiduch was progressing beautifully, and they were on their way to Bnei Berak to meet the parents of the girl. The bus they were taking there was late. There was a lot of traffic. It was 10 to 9, and they were still a half hour away, and the meeting was scheduled for 9. Just then, the husband, who we'll call Aharon, remembered a vow that he made and immediately told his wife they had to get off the bus. There was a time that they stayed by relatives in Bnei Brak for a week, and the trip was a disaster. Every day something else happened. One day one child got injured, the next day a different child got injured. There were bugs there, animals. They had a few scares. And as they were leaving, the man said, "I'm never coming back to this city ever again." Now, on his way to Bnei Brak, he was worried to violate his vow. His wife told him, "Come on, this could ruin the shiduch. We have to go, they're waiting for us." Aharon was back and forth deciding what to do. The hour was getting late. He finally got in touch with his rabbi, who rebuked him for making such a vow. And then he allowed him to go. They arrived at the meeting 45 minutes late. Instead of making up an excuse, Aharon told them exactly what happened, and although it was embarrassing, he told them about his vow. Baruch Hashem, the meeting went well, and their children got married. Years later, at a family party, the father of the girl was sitting next to Aharon, and he said, "We have such a great relationship, I feel now that I could tell you a story from the past." And he said, "When we were looking into your son for our daughter, we heard great things. When we were looking into your family, we also heard great things. But the day before our meeting, someone came over to me and told me that you don't keep your word and you're unreliable. This got us very nervous. We were actually contemplating ending the shiduch, but we decided to go through with the meeting to see you. We were supposed to meet at 9, and you were very late. We said, this is proof they are unreliable. They don't stick to their word. And then, when you came in and told us that you were actually willing to risk losing the shiduch that you wanted so badly in order not to break your word, that made such an impression on us. It showed us that other person who spoke about you didn't know what he was talking about. And we happily moved forward with the shiduch." Aharon said in hindsight, "What I thought was so embarrassing ended up being my greatest asset. What I thought about that trip to Bnei Berak, that it was a disaster, it was all part of Hashem's plan to make the shiduch work out. But what we also see from this story is that if Hashem wants a shiduch to happen, a nasty comment cannot affect it. Hashem has many ways of bringing His will to fruition. And therefore, we should always feel calm, knowing that Hashem is the one guiding us all the time. Have a great day."